Is karma really present or true? You know, I can answer this question, but sometimes it happens I answer a question and then the speaker, then somebody says, see, that was not my question, my question was something else. Then we take the time of everyone. So, who has asked, is this the question? Is karma really true? That is the question?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So yes, it's a reasonable question. Now, how do you know whether it is true? So there are different ways of proving different things. In today's evening class, I'm going to speak on this. But say, now, if I ask you, what is the time? You may say, it's 10:34. How do you know? Say, I have my watch. How do you know your watch is right? No, maybe I can look up Google and find that the Google watches are there. It's right. So when you are talking about facts, you can have objective measurements for that. What is the temperature now? Say 23 degrees Celsius. Oh, okay. 19 degrees, whatever. You can measure it. But now, if I ask you, does your mother love you? Say, of course. What is the proof for that? Can you put a love-o-meter in your mother's head and say, oh, there's so much love for me? No. Now when you say, you can say that, oh, when I was sick at that time, my mother stayed awake all night and took care of me, or when I was very sick, my mother was ready to sell all her ornaments just to get some medicine for me. You can think of 100 incidents by which you can infer that your mother loves you. But it's an inference. It's not a mathematically provable thing. So the point is, for different realities, there are different ways of proving. So now with respect to karma, what is the way of proving it? So basically, it's an inference. Now, we can look at our day-to-day lives. Do we accept the principle of cause-effect? Say, if a child comes back home to parents and the child parents see the grade, the report card F. What happened? Oh, by chance I failed. What by chance? What happened? You did not study? You forget where you sick? What happened? Now, whenever there is an effect, we assume there is a cause. Isn't it? So, causality means cause-effect correlation. That is a basic presumption in all human behavior. It is true even in science. When you saw the fruit falling, why is it falling? So now, in day-to-day level, day-to-day existence, we presume cause-effect connections. So now, the more knowledge we have, the bigger the framework within which we can see cause-effect connections. Say, for example, if somebody is trembling. No, one cause-effect connection could be that, hey, you're not wearing a sweater, just put on a sweater. Then you will not tremble. Okay? So the effect is, I am trembling. The cause is, I am not wearing a sweater. But somebody wears a sweater and still trembles. Then, you may have to go to a doctor and doctor says, oh, you got some disease, you got some malaria or whatever. That's why you are trembling. So then now, ordinary people might know, you seem to be sick. That's all. Now, sick is a very general term. Malaria is a more specific term. So the more knowledge you have, the same effect you can put in different causal boxes. Is this clear? So, now you could have, say, this person is sick, or this person is trembling. That is one effect. Now, what is the cause for it? You could put it in multiple causal boxes. One causal box could be they're not wearing a sweater. Another causal box could be that they're sick. Another causal box, they're not specific, they've got malaria. Another causal box could be that maybe there is a snowstorm over here. And because of it, everybody is trembling. So the more knowledge that we have, the more causal boxes that we can put something in. And now which is the right causal box? It depends. If I alone am trembling and nobody else is trembling, then it's unlikely that the snowstorm has come over there. Quite likely that I have got a storm of some bacteria or germ infecting my body. So similarly, whenever anything happens in life, we presume cause-effect. So now, the principle of karma basically takes this cause-effect correlation and expands the framework for it. Okay, that if we do some actions, there are results for it. Now some results come immediately, some results come gradually. So karma is like sowing a seed. When we sow a seed, sometimes if it's just grass or crops, within a few days, few weeks, few months it will grow. But if you're sowing a mango tree, for it to give mango, it may take years. Some trees may take decades. So, similarly the idea is that karma says that our actions have results. And whatever we are experiencing, they are the results of some actions. But it can be different frameworks. That means that there can be different time durations by which different effects, different actions produce different results. And that's why normally if somebody is driving on the road and their car slips and they go and they just crash into a tree. So it was because of the tire got punctured. But then if you find out that, you know, that they were just driving along the road and somebody had by mistake some thorn or some nail or some screw was put on the road and that's why the tire punctured. Oh, and there's another cause for that. The tire punctured because the tire had got old. Tire punctured because the tire had got something pierced the tire. Now, like that you can put multiple causes. So karma says that the immediate cause is not necessarily the complete cause. The immediate cause may not be the complete cause. Some people now, you could say that the car goes and hits the wall. Now when the car goes and hits the wall, now one person gets terribly injured, the other person miraculously is unscathed. Now why the difference? Both of them were in the same car. You could say, oh, the car, this person was sitting on that side, that person was sitting on the other side. Okay. But, you know, why the car could have gone and hit there also. Was it by chance? You could say by chance. But, you know, chance is not an explanation. Chance is basically chance is not a cause that makes things happen. Chance is basically a description of what happens. Are you getting this difference? Chance is not an explanation. Chance does not make anything happen. When something has already happened, what is the probability of that happening? That we talk about by chance. So karma says, the principles of karma tell us that you can infer that there can be different causal boxes. So if somebody is born poor and somebody is born wealthy, why the difference? Is it arbitrary, or could it be that there are some factors from a previous life that have determined this? So now, if it is arbitrary, then is life a combination of the arbitrary and the orderly? Like you say that the starting point of our life is arbitrary. You are born in a poor family. But afterward, you work hard, you can earn money and you can become wealthy. Well, and why is, if there is order in the world, why is there such discrimination in the world also? So could it be that there is a subtler order, a bigger order that we are not aware of? So if we take responsibility, see, whatever be the situation we are in, the essence of the principle of karma is take responsibility. Take responsibility for your actions. Your actions have consequences. To the extent you take responsibility, to the extent you will grow. So, and we all can see, if we take responsibility, however bad be our situation, we can create a better future for ourselves. So karma essentially is just an extension of the cause-effect principle that we all accept implicitly. And there is logical reason for extending that principle, because we do see that same effects can be explained by multiple causes. So karma simply extends it to beyond the immediate causes to bigger causes, causes that may come from previous lives or may extend to future lives. And yesterday I talked about reincarnation and talked about scientific evidence for reincarnation. So this hypothesis can have a reasonable correlation for it. Okay?
Thank you.